In the second decade of the 21st century, here in the United States, it's necessary for religious leaders to band together and to declare that it's okay to accept the theory of evolution. 2012 marks the 7th annual Evolution Weekend, February 10th through February 12th. On some level, I'm embarrassed to have to participate in such an event. No, don't get me wrong. I'm not embarrassed to accept evolution. I'm disturbed that it's necessary at all. The anti-evolution forces have been too strong and too successful at corrupting quality science education in the public schools and calling into question the scientific veracity of one of the most widely accepted and significant theories in science. While I'm no scientist, I appreciate that the theory of evolution is woven into almost every aspect of scientific exploration. Evolution Weekend brings together over 500 congregations, Jewish and non-Jewish, to affirm that science and religion can coexist and that it is possible to accept evolution and still be religious. While clergy ministers and rabbis around the country will be giving sermons this weekend to address the relationship between science and religion, many more have signed on to the clergy letter, or more accurately, one of three different letters. There's a Christian letter, a Jewish letter, and a Unitarian Universalist letter, each one reflecting from its religious and theological perspective how science and religion must coexist. I'm one of 480-plus rabbis to sign on to the rabbi's letter. Over 12,000 ministers have signed on to the Christian clergy letter, and 250 Unitarian ministers signed their letter. That's a lot of clergy declaring the importance of teaching quality science to our nation's youth. The Unitarian Universalist letter articulates the issues well, and it reads in part, "We believe that the theory of evolution is a foundational scientific truth, one that has stood up to rigorous scrutiny and upon which much of human knowledge and achievement rests. To reject this truth, or to treat it as one theory among others, is to deliberately embrace scientific ignorance and transmit such ignorance to our children. We urge school board members to preserve the integrity of the science curriculum by affirming the teaching of the theory of evolution as a core component of human knowledge." Those of you who have listened to my podcast know that I'm committed to a religious perspective that's not afraid of scientific thinking. But more, I believe that healthy and meaningful religion must be informed by science. It's absurd to separate the best thinking of the scientific world from our religious endeavors. It seems to me that those who reject science do so because it challenges not simply the stories of the past, but the authority and the power that comes along with those stories. The pseudo-debate between creationists and science isn't about science at all. It's about religious fundamentalists who want to retain a religious structure that gives them the power to impose their morality on others and claiming that they're simply doing what it says in the Bible. So this weekend, wish Charles Darwin, born February 12, 1809, a happy birthday. So here goes. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Charles. Happy birthday to you. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening. Sorry about that singing.